Inner breathlessness, outer restlessness. By the time I caught up to freedom, I was out of breath. Grandma asked me what I'm running for. I guess I'm out for the same thing the sun is sunning for. What mother's birthday young'un's for, and some say Jesus coming for. For all I know, the earth is spinning slow. Sun's at half-mast, cause masses ain't aglow. On bended knee, prostrate before an altered tree, I've made the forest suit me. Tables and chairs, papers and prayers, matter, verse, spirit. A metal ladder, a wooden cross, a plastic bottle of water, a mandala encased in glass, a spirit encased in flesh. Sound from shaped hollows. The thickest of mucus released from heightened passion. A man that cries in his sleep. A truth that has gone out of fashion. A mode of expression, a paint-splattered wall, a carton of cigarettes, a bouquet of corpses. A dying forest, a nurtured garden, a privatized prison. A candle with a broken wick, a puddle that reflects the sun. A piece of paper with my name on it. I'm surrounded. I surrender. All that I am, I have been. All I have been has been a long time coming. I am becoming all that I am. The spittle that surrounds the mouthpiece of the flute, unheard yet felt. A gathered wetness, a quiet moisture. Sound trapped in a bubble, released into the wind. Windfellows and land merchants, we are history's detergent. Water soluble, light particles, articles of cleansing breath, articles amending death. These words are not tools of communication. They are shards of metal dropped from eighth-story windows. They are waterfalls and gas leaks, aged thoughts rolled in tobacco leaf, the tools of a trade, barber's bard of barters, catchphrases and misunderstandings, but they are not what I feel when I am alone. Surrounded by everything and nothing, and there isn't a word or phrase to be caught, a verse to be recited, a man to defill my being in those moments. I am blankness, the contained center of an O, the pyramidic containment of an A. I stand in the middle of all that I have learned, all that I have memorized, all that I've known by heart, unable to reach any of it. There is no sadness. There is no bliss. It is a forgotten memory, a memorable escape route that is only found by not looking. There in the spine of the dictionary, the words are worthless. They are a mere weight pressing against my thoughtlessness. But then, who else can speak of thoughtlessness with such confidence? Who else has learned to sling these ancient ideas like dead rats held by their tails so as not to infect this newly oiled skin? I can think of nothing heavier than an airplane. I can think of no greater conglomerate of steel and metal. I can think of nothing less likely to fly. There are no wings more weighted. I too have felt a heaviness.